prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It is Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented and brilliant Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, you sound fired up today.
I am fired up because I'm pissed off.
Why are you pissed off?
I don't know.
Off?
You're gonna tell me why I'm pissed off in a couple minutes with some of these stories.
So you're always talking about what I wear. You look good today. You have on some kind of a green polo shirt. It looks nice.
Okay, so tell me the truth. Is it the color green against my olive complexion, or is it these really broad shoulders that looks good?
I think it's a combination.
Oh, good, good.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay.
You kind of look like the Hulk.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. That's a good thing. I like that.
Okay, so I wanted to address Dr. Oz just one. I know we talked about it last week, but it's been in the news. And I tell you, I think I'm going to have to side with Dr. Oz on this one.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I did side with him. Last week we talked about this, and I actually got an email from Tom Dietrich saying, you know, he knows Dr. Oz is a goofball, but in this case here, he feels that he's right. And I think a lot of people realize it, that Dr. Oz is like a broken clock. You know, a broken clock is right twice a day. You know that? If the hands are stuck at 10 o'clock, two times a day, that clock is right. The rest of the time, it's wrong. And Dr. Oz is like a broken clock. He usually gets it wrong, but he got this right.
Well, I actually watched a video online this morning of him, and he was talking about that there. He said there are things that he has said that he wishes that he could retract, but he can't. They're all over the internet, and they're out there, and they are things that probably he shouldn't have talked about. Like, I think like some of the weight loss supplements and stuff, but he says that he can't take it back.
Dr. Oz, he could talk about anything he wants, except one thing. He touched the third rail of politics today. Genetically modified foods.
Well, exactly. And he is pro-labeling for
right.
genetically modified
right.
foods. And these doctors, these 10 doctors that are coming out
shills.
Against it, yeah, they are totally against GMO labeling. And as a matter of fact, several of them have ties to Big Pharma and to the agriculture companies.
And you pointed out one of them has already been like convicted of Medicaid fraud or something like that, right?
The one
that was the most vocal against him.
The guy's name is, I've got it, Dr. Gilbert Ross of the American Council on Science and Health in New York City. He has been arrested for Medicaid fraud.
Yeah, so.
Indicted.
I mean,
he was indicted.
Look, why? Give me one reason why a physician or a scientist would come out against GMO labeling, knowing that what we know about science changes from day to day. Scientists don't talk in absolute. Oh, no, it's absolutely safe.
So are you saying this in reference to Dr. Oz saying that he believes?
No, them.
Should, oh,
them.
Okay.
Like, in other words, why would they even come out? They came out against him because they were sicked on him. Somebody went, go get Oz. He's talking bad about GMO. That's where we draw the line.
And I do, after watching some of these interviews, I think that he does believe in like herbal supplements.
He was
really talking about how nutrition should be part of your prescription for
right.
health.
Right.
And these doctors don't believe in
of
that.
Of course not.
And what's happening is what they said in one of their statements is that patients are coming into them and saying, well, I heard this and I saw this on Dr. Oz and I want to try this. And they said that they're having to talk them out of it. So they don't like that these patients are thinking on their own.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of it
yeah.
as well.
Yeah. If doctors could shut down the internet, they do that because the internet has been the bane of orthodox medicine because now patients walk in quite often ready to confront their doctor with information that their doctor's not even aware of about their particular condition. And doctors hate that. They don't want to be put on the spot. They want to look like they know everything. So, but getting back to my point, these doctors coming out and saying they're for GM, they're against GMO labeling. They have no dog in that fight. They shouldn't even be in that discussion. That's a commerce and economic discussion. That's not about safety. They can't tell us what is truly safe and what isn't. They can't.
Right.
So the fact that they're taking such a hardline stand also makes me speculate about their authenticity in this argument as well. And quite frankly, this is nothing new. The Monsantos of the world have done an amazing job having their tentacles go deep, deep, deep into academia now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oilia Michaela sent me a private message the other day and posted something on her Facebook wall about a Twitter transaction she had with a chairperson of the science department at the University of Florida.
Really?
Who said that GMOs are absolutely safe. You know, you're crazy if you think GMOs are the best thing that have ever happened to the agricultural industry.
Really?
Yeah, and you know what?
This person not know how many people are, like, over in these third world countries are dying from the Roundup, the glyphosate?
Well, they're not talking about the pesticides. They're talking about the genetically modified foods themselves.
So they're not talking about
modifications.
Okay.
And the truth of the matter is we don't know. We don't know. I have never said that GMOs were poisonous. And I have never said that GMOs are safe. What I'm saying is it's too soon to rate this discussion. It's too soon to tell. And I want to err on the side of caution. And I think that's a sensible position. I'm not a zealot on the left or a zealot on the right. I'm in the middle looking at these two groups going, neither one of you know. And I'm not willing to bet on either of you. So I'm just going to stay away from
it. Well, what bothers me is people that, like, say, oh, well, you wear aluminum caps and or whatever. People who absolutely say GMOs are safe.
Right. They're not basing it on science. And many of them are scientists. I know who you're talking about. You're talking about Dr. Lane Norton. I mean, he's come out and ridiculed anybody who is
constantly ridicules people.
If they believe GMOs are not safe.
But why do you have to go there?
He's not coming from a scientific position. He knows that there are no absolutes in science because everything keeps changing. So you can't put – that's not the kind of discourse that you should be having in a scientific discussion. I'm absolutely right. Well, they thought mercury was good at one time to consume, and they were giving people mercury. Look at all the drugs that have been withdrawn and recalled. Look at all the things we were wrong about. So anybody who puts that, I absolutely know, is abandoning science and just becoming a zealot. And it's okay. As long as you know you're a zealot, then you're lining up on the polar – opposites of the discussion. I'm not there with you. I'm not on the north. I'm not on the south. I'm in the middle going, neither one of you know, and I'm going to just sit it out. I'm not going to expose myself to these foods. And you know what? So what's the harm I'm doing? I'm not eating corn. I'm still thriving. You know?
And it's our choice. It's our choice to know what's in our food. I mean,
that's right.
It's our right. I mean, yeah.
It is all right. No, it is all right.
Okay. So, moving on, I just wanted to, you mentioned recalls. There's a couple recalls I wanted to mention really quick.
As a public service, this is the Superhuman Radio Network public service announcement with Elisa Profumo.
Trek Bicycles recalls nearly 1 million bikes after a rider was paralyzed. These were bikes in the United States and Canada. Two other people were injured. The recall was issued on Tuesday. It affects 900,000 bikes in the U.S. and 98,000 in Canada. These models are from the year 2000 and 2015.
2000 through 2015.
Yes.
Oh, that's a lot of bikes. So if you own a Trek mountain bike or a Trek road bike, if you own a Trek bicycle, you need to contact the store you bought it at because chances are they need to modify the front fork.
The bike's front wheels can come to a sudden stop or separate from the bicycle if the open quick release lever on the front wheel hub comes into contact with the front disc brake assembly. One person was left quadriplegic from the defect. Trek is offering replacement quick releases and a $20 coupon for cyclists who bring their bikes in for inspection and tune-ups.
That's great. So there, you heard it here. Okay. What else is being recalled?
Okay. The Listeria outbreak with Bluebell Company. It's been going on for 5 years.
This is a good story. You said, what am I mad, angry about? Here's one I can be angry about.
This has been going on for 5 years. And in every news release that you read about this, they talk about Bluebell voluntarily closes its facilities and recalls all ice cream. But this has been going on 5 years. They haven't done anything in 5 years.
They closed some of their facilities, right?
Well,
not
now,
all.
As of today, I think all facilities are closed.
Okay. So they have voluntarily recalled, this benevolent company has voluntarily recalled all of their products because for 5 years, it's been well understood that there's been some sort of undiagnosable listeria contamination going on in Bluebell ice cream. They're so benevolent. If they were so benevolent, why didn't they close 5 years ago when they couldn't control it? You know who they remind me of? Quality Eggs.
Oh, yes.
The father said, Your Honor, you can put me in jail, but that's all you can do to me. I've got to face my maker someday. Well, he was such a God-fearing guy that while they were mislabeling old eggs and reselling them and killing people and making people sick, he didn't seem to be too God-fearing then. It's funny how people become God-fearing after they're caught.
It says Bluebell Ice Cream voluntarily recalled all of its products made at all of its facilities. This is in a press release from April 20th. The products, which include ice cream, frozen yogurt, sherbet, and other frozen delights, are potentially contaminated with Listeria. Did you know that 1,600 people a year are sickened by Listeria, and 620 people a year die from Listeria?
Well, over
620.
Elisa put her finger up to punctuate that. 620. Well, apparently fewer will be dying because Bluebell's going to stop making ice cream.
Well, you know what really bothers me? Oops.
That damn noise from your laptop, I know.
Oops, I forgot to mute my computer. That really bothers me. No, what bothers me is that when the compounding pharmacy in New England had problems with meningitis,
right,
with their patients getting meningitis from something they were selling to them,
right,
48 people died.
Right.
And 720 people were sickened.
Right.
Don't get me wrong, that's
terrible.
That's terrible. That was a one-time thing. Every year, people die from Listeria.
Right. And probably some of them from Bluebell ice cream never made the connection.
And the FDA does nothing. I mean, they're proud of Bluebell for voluntarily closing their facilities.
That's because Bluebell is part of the big agri industry.
But they made the compounding pharmacy close.
Oh, they put them out of business.
Yes.
They put them out of business. They drove them out of business, it could be said with all honesty. So, yeah, if you have a bucket of Bluebell ice cream in your refrigerator, take it, put it in a plastic bag, and then take your Trek bike down to the nearest Trek store, ride the bike down there, and on the way, throw the ice cream in the trash.
Okay, one more.
Yeah.
Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams of Ohio has also had a recall because of Listeria.
Interesting.
So, I wonder what's going on.
Well, as we talked about earlier, refrigerating and freezing preserves bacteria, preserves viruses. They freeze this stuff cryogenically for years and years. Then they take it out and they thaw it out and they reactivate it and they do research with it. So it's the ideal vehicle to be able to deliver something like Listeria, for a long period of time from a single batch, because it'll stay out there and stay ready to kill people year after year, as long as you keep it frozen.
Interesting.
So it's an ideal situation. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break.
When we come back, I want to talk about fat shaming.
Oh, man. Are you going to make fun of me? All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on SuperHumanRadio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Okay, so the first thing you want to talk about is fat shaming. What's going on with fat shaming?
There is a YouTube personality. Her name is Casey Ho. She's a 28-year-old YouTube personality behind the Blogilates fitness brand.
Okay.
she evidently put up a picture of herself and started getting people calling her fat, telling her that she you know, didn't look good, saying all kinds of different things to her about her body. And so she then created a YouTube video of herself photoshopping herself.
Because she asked them, what would you change, right? She got feedback from them. Well, your butt's flat. Your waist is too thick. Whatever.
Right.
And so she took all those suggestions, and she actually does the YouTube video where you're watching her, and she's transitioning right before your eyes.
We need to mention that last year she went after Target for photoshopping one of their models and giving one of their bikini models thigh gap, and Target eventually took the pictures down.
Good for her.
Isn't it interesting how people are becoming YouTube personalities?
Yeah.
She had over 3 million views on this YouTube
video. But so the bottom line is that she put herself up there initially, and people didn't like the way she looked. Then she photoshopped the heck out of herself, gave herself huge thigh gap, small waist, nice hips, a bigger butt, bigger boobs, bigger lips, made her eyes hazel because she's Asian. Her eyes were like dark. And while a lot of people came out and said, a lot of women came out and said that they wanted to look just like her, which is sad.
Well, somebody said, wow, I want thigh gap like that.
Yeah. There was people that were saying that she was still too fat.
Yes.
I was shocked by that.
Well, when you and I discussed this, we talked about how different people view different, and you have a perception of what beauty is to you.
Right.
And it's different from one person to the next. One person might like the waif skinny look of the skinnier models. One person might like Beyonce better. You know, it just depends on what your preference is.
Right.
Everybody is beautiful.
Right. But she was not. There was no, she didn't look fat.
I can't
believe somebody was still saying, you still look fat. It's like, really? Like, she could look like a couple clicks more and she'd look like she was in a concentration camp.
Yes. And they said she still looked fat.
Yeah.
Well, and that goes hand in hand with what we discussed last week, the French models who are not allowed to have a BMI. I can't remember what the numbers were.
I think it's 17. Or maybe it's lower than that. I don't know.
There was a TV. It was the doctors. When I was on the treadmill, I was listening to the doctors. And they were talking about America's Top Model.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about the anorexia and how so many of these women are anorexic.
Right. And there was a model spokesperson there,
this
right?
This judge. She was a judge from America's Top Model.
Right. Right.
And then one of the women on the doctors, she was the African-American woman. She said, well, what about like Kim Kardashian? Do you ever think that there'll be women with big butts like that on the runway?
And maybe not even to that degree, but bigger butts than models have.
Well, no.
Now.
Well, she specifically said Kim Kardashian. That's what she said.
Yeah.
And this woman who was 49 years old, and she was a heavy woman, she said, well, I certainly hope not.
Well, okay, so now I understand the question better. Kim Kardashian is the opposite extreme of the I'm starving to death person. I mean, Kim's butt is freakishly big. So I would say a woman like you know, where you've got more curves, but it's not like you have one body part that stands out like, oh, my God, look how big her butt is. It's like you're in proportion. Why don't they have models that look like that? That's a middle step, in my opinion.
Well, in my opinion, they should have models of every shape.
Right.
You know, like the curvy, the, you know, whatever. Not
but you know
just
where it starts? It doesn't start with the models in the model industry. It starts with the designers. When, what's her name? Vera Wang and Ellen Chang and Bobby Bang and all these designers start making clothes for regular people. They'll need models to wear them down the runway. And that drives the models don't drive the industry. The industry drives the models.
You know what she said? This woman said that a plus size model is a size 6.
That's shocking.
That's a plus.
Is she from the United States?
Yes. She
then
said
we, then
a
we
plus.
Got, then we got some quadruply plusity plus 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 people around here.
Plus, according to her, a plus size model is a size 6. I was shocked when I heard her say that.
Right. Yeah, that's bizarre.
Okay, so moving away from that subject, let's talk about marijuana.
Yeah, let's. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to do a blunt now.
No. What is that?
Oh, I listen to Elisa. She doesn't even know it. We're going to do a blunt, honey.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, all right, never mind.
Okay, so I have 21 benefits of marijuana here. It's interesting.
I'm listening.
This is interesting because it's on a mainstream outlet. MSN has this on their.
Bill Gates likes to get high.
Weed can be used to treat glaucoma.
That's been well established for. In fact, the Maridol, which was the only legal tetrahydrocannabinol drug available until the recent interest in all these things, was prescribed for people with glaucoma and for people who are undergoing chemotherapy and to help assuage the nausea.
Well, that's another one on here, but that's later on. It may help reverse the carcinogenic effects of tobacco and improve lung health.
I find
that interesting because you're inhaling it.
Right.
And it improves your lung health.
But you got to remember the things that they grow weed organically. You know, they're not spraying pesticides on it and stuff like that. Because quite often it's usually grown in grow houses.
Did you know there are organic tobacco cigarettes that you can buy?
That's what I was going to say. You got to have organic tobacco in order to go back to the days of the Indians that we met in Montana. But also the things that they put in the tobacco today, they put all sorts of chemicals in it.
I saw an ad somewhere. I don't even know where. But it had a picture of an American Indian, and it was organic tobacco.
There you go. That's what they. Do you remember that? One of the religions of the Sioux and the Crows was called
tobacco.
Tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the religions, tobacco. And they planted tobacco, they grew tobacco, they worshiped tobacco.
Number 3 of the benefits of marijuana, it can help control epileptic seizures.
Mm-hmm.
It also decreases the symptoms of a severe seizure disorder known as Dravet's syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't know that.
Oops. A chemical found in marijuana stops cancer cells from spreading in the lab.
I love that.
It may decrease anxiety.
Okay.
THC may slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I mean, these are all good things. I'm loving it.
The drug eases the pain of multiple sclerosis.
Okay. It does. It's a very powerful analgesic. I know that.
Other types of muscle spasms can be helped as well.
Okay.
It lessens side effects from treating hepatitis C and increases treatment effectiveness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Marijuana treats inflammatory bowel diseases, including Crohn's disease. It relieves arthritis discomfort. It keeps you skinny and helps your metabolism.
Now, what happened to the munchies? I don't understand.
I don't know.
Well, I can admit this on the air because I'm an adult and I go to California from time to time that if I use medical marijuana, I can't eat for like 3 hours after. I don't get the munchies. I've never gotten the munchies from it.
How does it increase your metabolism?
I don't know about that, but I know that it takes away my hunger completely, and it's always done that, even when I was a teenager.
It said a study published in the American Journal of Medicine on April 15th of 2013 suggested that smokers are skinnier than the average person and have healthier metabolism and reaction to sugar, even though they do end up eating more calories.
Interesting. I was going to say it's because they keep forgetting to eat. Because they're high. You ever hear that song? That there's an old song. I was going to go to school, but then I got high. You ever hear that song? I'm going to find it during the break and play it. I promise you.
They studied the body's response to eating sugars, their levels of the hormone insulin, and their blood sugar levels while they hadn't eaten in 9 hours and after eating sugar. Not only were the pot users skinnier, but their bodies had a healthier response to sugar.
That's amazing. That's counterintuitive if you believe all the other stuff about what they say about marijuana.
Now, this is not a health benefit, but marijuana does spur creativity in the brain.
Wow.
It soothes tremors for people with Parkinson's disease.
Here, listen to this. Listen to this for a second. Hold on. This is going to just take a second.
I'll get my 21 out sooner or later.
Yeah, hold on. How do I turn the volume on? Listen to this. You're going to love this.
Roll another. Yeah.
Oh, good. Be patient. Be patient.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high.
This is good.
My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high.
Who sings this?
I was gonna
Afro Man.
Go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out.
We should take a break now.
I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high.
Isn't that funny?
That is funny. Okay, marijuana helps veterans suffering with PTSD.
Okay, that's a good thing.
It protects the brain after stroke. It protects the brain from concussions and trauma.
That's interesting.
It helps eliminate nightmares. It reduces some of the awful pain and nausea from chemo and stimulates appetite.
Yeah.
Wonder why it would stimulate appetite in...
Well, I have some theories about why some people have anxiety from marijuana. I think that marijuana stimulates a surge of dopamine, which means it probably releases growth hormone too, by the way. And... when you have that surge of dopamine, you tend to become anxiety-ridden, and I believe the mechanism is because of a drop in blood sugar. It's like spontaneously drop in blood sugar, so you're constantly chasing to raise your blood sugar again by eating. The key with marijuana is to have eaten something, anything, fat, protein, or complex carb item, a small amount, before you actually use it. And then you just have this smooth transition. You don't have that drop in blood sugar. That's my theory on it. I have no proof that that's correct, but just, you know, from my own experience and my own thoughts about it.
The last one is marijuana can help people trying to cut back on alcohol.
There you go. Of course it can. You're smoking it instead of drinking.
Yes.
And you know what? I'll tell you something else. Marijuana is a lot safer than alcohol. It's not going to destroy your liver. In fact, we did shows that show... that cannabis can help you if you have a brain tumor. Can actually help shrink brain tumors. I mean, there's so many benefits to it that you don't find in alcohol. And quite frankly, it's hypocritical of this government to allow people to smoke cigarettes and drink alcohol but not smoke marijuana. It doesn't make any sense. So we have to take a break. What are we going to talk about when we come back?
It's a surprise.
Oh, I love surprises. I love surprises. All right. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars?
If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Sounds like Bollywood.
It is. It's Punjabi. Welcome back. You know, one thing about the state of Vermont, they don't take no crap from nobody, especially the President of the United States. You know, Vermont is the only state in the United States where if you are caught carrying anabolic steroids without a prescription, it's treated like a parking ticket. They just write you a ticket. You don't go to jail. You don't get, your home doesn't become impounded. They decided not to abide by the new requirements that were put forth for the demonization of anabolic steroids. Of course, each state could choose whether they did that or not, and they did. Here they are again, standing up, taking a position that is not only going to affect their state, but it affects the country as well, and that's in the area of genetically modified food. Remember, they voted in the labeling law, and Monsanto threatened to sue.
Well, they're also being sued right now.
Yeah, they're sued.
They're being sued by the Grocery Manufacturers Association. They're being sued by saying that it is it's unconstitutional.
That they have labeling laws in their state.
The Campbell Soup Company is a member of the trade group suing Vermont over the GMO labeling law. The National Grocery Manufacturers Association and other trade groups are suing the state over its GMO labeling law, arguing that it is unconstitutional.
But the The attorney general there doesn't care. He's drafting the bill.
A federal district court judge heard arguments in January, and a date for a decision has not been scheduled, I guess, to whether or not they can sue or not. However, the attorney general has adopted GMO labeling laws for Vermont food retailers.
That's and what I say about Vermont. If it wasn't so damn cold there, I'd move there. I mean, think about it.
These have to be taken, they have until July 1st, 2016.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I think it's great. And so some of the things, the highlights that you should be aware of that are really, really good inside this labeling regulation. Unpackaged and raw foods must have labels. They must say produced with genetic engineering. If they are processed items, like you could buy bread at your farmer's market and it has genetically modified materials in it, produced with genetic engineering or maybe produced with genetic engineering.
Did you know that as much as 80% of the processed food sold in the U.S. is a product of GMOs?
Right, right. That's the reason why they don't want a label. It's not because it's unconstitutional. They feel like this is an unnecessary expense, and plus, people are going to be scared away from some of these products.
Certain deli items, such as potato salad, coleslaw, and baked goods, will have labeling on them as well.
Yeah, that contains genetically engineered foods.
And then, as you just mentioned, specialty items sold at farmers markets like jams.
Yeah. Yeah, packaged GMO foods must be labeled by the manufacturer to say either produced with genetic engineering or partially produced with genetic engineering, or even adopting a 75% or less than genetically engineered foods may be produced with genetic engineering if they aren't sure. So they can't, if they say, well, we're not sure, they can't say, well, we don't think there's any GMOs in there. Now they have to prove that there's not. So if they don't know, then they have to say that it may be produced with genetically engineered foods. We don't know, as opposed to leaving it blank.
Foods that are prepared and intended for immediate consumption or are a taxable meal are exempt from these labeling requirements.
So, you know, a taxable meal? Taxable. Does that mean like food stamp type stuff? Or
a taxable meal, I would assume, if you eat out at a restaurant.
So they don't have to put any labels on their...
Mm-mm.
That's an option for big, good restaurants to start labeling.
Internet food sales are also exempt from the labeling requirement under Act 120.
Any food that has genetically engineered products in it is made of a whole or in part, or they aren't sure, will not be able to carry the natural label any longer. All natural ingredients.
Pastries sold at bakeries, for example, do not require a label.
You know what I see happening here? I see a business opportunity. Dawn Blanken, if you're listening, let's open up a mail order food business from Vermont, and we'll supply the rest of the country with labeled foods.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, let's do it.
It says here, for someone who doesn't want to put their label on their products, there are many, many avenues to go and many opportunities to find non-GMO ingredients.
Right. Keep your labels the way they are.
Exactly. And
buy
just non-GMO, ingredients.
I applaud Vermont. I think it's fantastic. Fantastic, I say. We actually have to take another commercial break.
Already?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then when we come back...
we are going to talk about curcumin. Or is it curcumin or curcumin?
You can say curcumin if you want to, but I'll say curcumin.
You say curcumin, I say curcumin.
Yeah, really good study. If you're worried about HPV. If you're worried about the human papillomavirus,
don't go get that vaccine.
Listen to this next segment. We'll be right back.
Have you tried Carbolin yet?
It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Happened to Fine Young Cannibals. Remember them? They were a really, really popular band in the 90s. Fine Young. They just like disappeared off the face of the earth. Okay. So you heard the commercial right before the we came back from the break, right, about metacurcumin?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So keep this in mind when we're talking about this next discussion. Metacurcumin is the most bioavailable curcumin product in the world. The highest standardization, most bioavailable, nothing beats it, not even those things, those high-performance curcumins from Life Extension Foundation. It kicks their butts, okay? And it's on sale right now. Plus, our listeners get an extra 20% off when they use Superhuman Curcumin. And you can go to the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and click it. And you're going to want to click it if you're worried about human papillomavirus that we're going to talk about in this next segment.
Okay, curcumin is an antioxidant found in the curry spice turmeric. It has been found to slow or limit the activity of the HPV virus, which causes oral and cervical cancers.
Right. Which there's no cure for human papillomavirus, and even the vaccine doesn't cure it. If anything, it just suppresses it. It doesn't necessarily keep you from getting it. It just keeps it suppressed because there are people who get the vaccine and get the virus immediately upon getting the vaccine. Go figure. So
in this article that I read about this, they were talking about how HPV is on the rise.
Oh, it's always on the rise.
Do you think it's on the rise because of the vaccines?
Maybe. Maybe more people getting vaccinated. I mean, that's a hard one to discern because the CDC doesn't take the kind of steps they need to answer those questions, like keeping track of who gets the virus and who got the vaccine before they got the virus.
Turmeric has established antiviral and anti-cancer properties, says one of the authors of this study. He's from Emory University out of Atlanta. And according to our new findings, we could say that it's good for oral health as well.
Okay. So taking a good curcumin product, if you're worried about human papillomavirus, is a good idea, right?
They found this. They first noted the effect of curcumin on HPV and cervical cancer cells back in 2005.
Yeah, but no one talked about it. They had to come up with a vaccine first before they could start talking about it.
Curcumin slowed the expression of HPV, suggesting that curcumin could control the extent of HPV infections.
There you go. And the stronger, more bioavailable the curcumin, the better the protection, I'd have to believe. That would be my deductive reasoning. So
they said that since HPV-related oral cancers are on the rise, they tested the same hypothesis on oral cancer, and it helped with that as well.
That's good to know. Okay, what else do you want to talk about, Elisa Profumo?
Kraft macaroni and cheese, since we're talking about curcumin, I wanted to just stay with the yellow theme.
I like that. That's good. That's good.
Kraft macaroni and cheese announced this week that it's going, if you remember back last year, they announced that they were going to take the artificial dyes out of some of their products, but not all of their products.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And if you remember the story, when they make their macaroni and cheese for Europe, they don't put any artificial dyes in that. They only put artificial dyes in the products that are sold here in the U.S.
This is just like the GMO argument. Why not just make one standardized product that's better for everybody?
Does it make sense to you?
Yeah, because these companies, they'll only do the right thing if they're forced to. This harkens back to the first two stories we just talked about. Bluebell ice cream is so benevolent, but they weren't benevolent for 5 years when they knew they had a listeria problem and no one talked about it. Quality eggs is run by God-fearing people, but they weren't God-fearing until they got caught, you know, breaking the law and killing people. And once again, you know, Kraft won't do the right thing by people's health unless they're forced. Their arm has to be twisted behind them with the option of not selling their product. Okay, that's fine. Okay, we'll take the poison out.
They announced this week that they're going to take the artificial preservatives and synthetic colors that give it the cheese their signature orange neon hue out for good, beginning January 2016. January 2016 is going to be a big month.
There's a bigger – read that – start from that first sentence and read it again. I'll tell you to stop.
Kraft Macaroni and Cheese announced it will stop using the artificial preservatives and synthetic colors that give the cheese sauce – its signature orange neon hue.
Stop. Why? Tell me where the word neon belongs in the explanation of food that you're eating. Really? Are people that stupid that they need a neon yellow color to cheese in order for it to be appealing to them? Milk's not yellow, folks. I mean, this is idiocy to me.
Beginning January 2016, all the mac and cheese in blue boxes made in the U.S. will be colored with natural ingredients, including paprika, turmeric, and this one's for you, Robert Lozy, annetto.
Annetto, yeah, because he's a big annetto coloring guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, oh no. I mean, I just would love to be in that focus group. Okay, so which cheese do you like better? The one with the kind of muted beige color, the natural color of condensing milk, or the one that's neon yellow. Oh, I love neon yellow. Neon yellow implies good stuff to me. I want the neon yellow cheese. Well, what idiot makes that decision?
I'm still in shock that over a million boxes of Kraft mac and cheese are sold every day.
Well, there's a lot of people out there on budgets that eat things like ramen noodles. And I bet a lot of them are college students, but there's a lot of people on budgets that are eating that kind of food.
But wouldn't it be better off to grab a box of pasta and some cheese instead of...
Yeah. Purity Foods, they make that spelt pasta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get a bag. It's not expensive. It's organic. You get a bag of that. You get some real cheese, you make your own.
Exactly. Use some
no,
milk.
But people like grabbing a box, stripping open a package, pouring out some chemicals, putting in some boiling water, and eating it 5 seconds later. That's what they'd rather do.
Well, so, you know, my thing is this. People are making a difference. You know, this happened because of a change.org petition.
Right.
So... there have been change.org petitions like the little girl who had the brominated vegetable oil taken out of Gatorade. And,
right.
You know, so things
that
are
have really had a good effect. Yeah.
Yes. So things are happening and people have a voice now because of social media and
right.
things like this.
If we could just get it to work in politics now, if we could just mobilize opinions just for a little while longer than during election time. To get people to hold politicians' feet to the fire of living up to the promises. See, the reason that politicians lie to us to get elected is because they can. And that will continue to happen forever until people stop them, until people go back to them a year into their term, 2 years into their term, and say, you promised to do this and you didn't do it. But people don't do that. We just get together long enough to fight each other over who we think is the right person during the election time, and then we go back to our little cubby holes in our lives, and we forget that they made promises to become elected, and now it's up to us to hold their feet to the fire. If we could just do that now, this would be a really great country again.
Hillary, speaking of politicians,
yeah,
Hillary Clinton, who is preparing for her Democratic presidential run,
yeah.
The presidential primary, she has just recently hired Jerry Crawford as her advisor to her campaign.
Yeah, you know who he is, right?
Yes. He's a Monsanto lobbyist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All you, I'm sorry, I have to say this. All of you out there who think the Democratic Party is the party of the people, you're a fool if you think that Hillary is going to become elected and give a damn about what happens to you, your family, your children, and everybody else's health. Yeah, Monsanto's running her campaign. You don't think she's going to owe Monsanto big time here? This lobbyist is running her campaign. And you know why he's running her campaign? Because she's dirty. Monsanto's dirty. And it's lobbyists' job to make dirty things and dirty people more palatable to the public and to the people who make decisions. That's why. And I know a lot of you are going to be pissed off at what I said. But voting her into office because she's a woman is not a good reason to have a person run a country. I know a lot of people that I have a lot of friends who are hoping that Hillary becomes president, and they keep kidding me and they go, boy, you better get used to saying Madam President. I have no problem with a woman being a president at all. I'd vote for a woman president. No doubt about it. Okay. I won't vote for Hillary because she's part of the old guard. She's corrupt. Her husband was okay. But then again, he had to go find affection elsewhere. That should tell you something. Nah, Hillary's a problem. She's wiping her hard drive clean of emails. She's destroying all incriminating evidence. Let's not forget about Benghazi. See, this is what I'm talking about. People, their memories are this long. We don't hold politicians' feet to the fire. We forgive them. They kill somebody, a week later, oh, we forgot about it. Nobody's remembering what this woman is all about. And now she's got a Monsanto lobbyist running her campaign. Could you be that naive, or is it just so important that your party wins that you'll throw the baby out with the bathwater? Because that's the question you got to ask yourself when you think about voting for Hillary.
And I don't think that, in my opinion, in my uneducated opinion, people should vote Republican or Democrat. They should vote for who is running and what they represent.
And I agree with that.
And inform yourself.
Yes. And I agree with that. There's only one problem. Okay. The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, they both suck. They're just different pockets in the same pair of pants. Okay. The problem is the people who should be running for president in this country aren't, because it's the Democratic and the Republican Party who choose who you get to vote for. And they're not going to let somebody in the crowd that's going to let somebody in the club that's not already a good old boy or a good old gal that's going to play ball. You're never going to vote for that person. And I'll tell you the only way it's going to change. We need campaign finance reform once and for all. Other countries do it. A dollar out of your taxes goes into a pool. And people run for office, and that's how you find real candidates, not this two-party system we have now. It's a joke.
Well, what's shocking to me is that 70% of the Democrats back Hillary already.
Yeah, because she's a Democrat.
Just because she's a Democrat.
Yeah.
And there's nobody's in the pool to run against her.
No.
Okay, so we got to get off politics.
Yeah, and we have to actually take a break on that note.
Okay.
So let's do this. We'll take a quick commercial break, and we will not talk about politics for the rest of the show. So you don't have to threaten to turn off the radio now. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD and neither should you.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back.
Busters.
Yeah. So what are we talking about, Elisa?
We are talking about 6 foods that cause inflammation, and no one's talking about these foods causing inflammation.
Uh-oh. Okay, so we're going to talk about them now, and if Vani Hari, what's her name, Vandi Hari?
Vani Hari,
yeah,
food babe.
She's going to start a movement, and she'll take all the credit for it. So there you go. All right. The first one I love. So what's the first one? And I want to tell you a story.
The first one is agave.
Okay. Whenever I talk to people like at the gym, they find that I do a radio show about health and fitness. They'll want to talk to me about nutrition and stuff like that. And I'll be like, you know, stay away from all refined sugar. You know, sugar should be very, very. They always go to me, well, you know, I use agave. And I look at them. And I don't want to get into it with them, you know, because it's my gym. I don't want to have to like duck people because I'm an AH to them. But it's like agave is sugar. You know, it's still sugar. It doesn't matter that it comes from the agave cactus. It's still sugar.
Its fructose content is up to 90%.
And what does that sound like? What else is high fructose that's no good for
high
you?
High fructose corn syrup.
So it's like, come on. It's, oh, well, it's agave.
And
oh, okay. That's different. You can have it by the bucket load.
For you women out there, sugar overload can cause collagen fibers to lose their strength, making skin more vulnerable to sun damage, wrinkles, and sagging.
Forget that. Think about stretch marks. If you're a pregnant mom getting more pregnant and your body is stretching and you're eating lots of sugars, guess what? You got stretch marks coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, if you're a bodybuilder and you're growing, you know, you're putting on 30 pounds a year, whether chemically enhanced or not, and you don't want those grotesque stretch marks under your shoulders and pecs, back down on the sugar. Don't be using dextrose as your post-workout meal. Yeah, absolutely.
The second one is frozen yogurt, and I'm assuming that's because of the dairy and the sugar.
Yes, so the added sugar to dairy. But dairy by itself, they're saying, is bad. Which it can be because cows that are fed grain and corn pass the metabolites, the lectins, and the anti-nutrients along in their milk. We know that.
So right? We shouldn't be eating dairy.
You should be eating dairy from pastured cows that aren't receiving hormones. That's it. That's it. It's a, and if you can't do it, then avoid dairy for a while.
Barley and rye.
I do not like barley. I remember when barley soup was all the rage, all these different types of barley soups.
I don't eat barley, but isn't that, I mean, and I don't drink beer, but isn't that what they make beer from?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And rye, they make rye whiskey from.
Right.
So they make alcohols from both of these grains, but also they make barley, sprouted barley breads, they make barley soup, they make rye bread, you know. And they put all that stuff in, it's all... Oh, that's so healthy. Vegans love barley and rye, and they say, oh, it's so good for me.
They're talking about the gluten in the barley and rye and how it sparks inflammation.
Yeah. And for those people out there who keep saying, like Marion Nestle, unless you have celiac disease, you shouldn't avoid grain. We have a great article that Alex Leaf posted in our article section, showing that even if you don't have celiac disease, grain still causes inflammation of the digestive tract, the intestines, the bowels, the gut, and everything else. So this is where Marion Nestle is wrong. Sorry, Marion.
Seitan.
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 Seitan three times. Seitan is also a big food in the vegetarian vegan world.
It's entirely from wheat gluten.
Yeah, it's just gluten. It's all of the protein. In fact, seitan is what they use to create high protein vegan bread. Remember when we were at the farmer's market one day and the woman was selling high protein bread?
Yes.
And the first ingredient was what?
Wheat gluten.
But they didn't say wheat gluten. They said necessary gluten. They put the word necessary in front of it. And I thought that was interesting. So that they can make bread that's exclusively gluten, that uses high amount of gluten and call it high protein bread. And guess what else is high gluten? Pizza dough. They use a high gluten flour to make pizza dough. So while the bread may be high in protein, it's also the gluten that gives it that protein content.
Peanuts.
Now, we know about this since 2006 when Dr. Lauren Cordain came on this show and said that his group at his university was studying the peanut lectin because it inflamed the lining of arteries and causes arterial sclerosis. So 2007, we knew that and I cut peanuts out of my diet. I was eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches regularly for bulking back then. I avoid peanuts like the plague now.
Well, you know, what bothers me is mothers buy like peanut butter. They think it's peanut butter, but it's Jif. I have a friend who buys Jif for her daughter. Yeah. And there's so much sugar in it, first of all.
Right.
And then the peanuts in it, that's just a double whammy.
But then
there's also high fructose corn syrup in it.
But then there's also hydrogenated oil. Like, why not just use peanut oil? I'm not for peanuts, but if you're going to make peanut butter, why should you be putting some sort of hydrogenated linseed oil in it or something?
Well, and then the daughter wouldn't eat any of my
freshly ground
almond butter.
Yeah,
because
she
doesn't like nuts, but she would eat the Jif.
Because it's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of sugar in it. So there you go. Peanuts, stay away from them.
Seasoning mixes, like taco mixes.
Why seasoning mixes? Because of the artificial coloring. Because
They have sugar in them.
Sugar, artificial coloring, and other bad stuff that can be put into them. So you're better off just using your own cayenne pepper, your own black pepper.
Your own chili powder.
Powders, yeah.
But make sure, if you buy seasoning, make sure to buy organic.
Yeah,
they put a lot of crap in those seasoning mixes.
Yeah, stay away from the generic like McCormick and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And go a little, because it lasts you forever. It's not like you're going to go through a bottle a month. If you buy if the difference between buying, you know, an organic whatever and a McCormick whatever is like one is $1.60 and the other one's $6. Don't freak out about it, because that $6, you're not going to use it every single day in and day out. It'll probably sit in your cupboard for two or three years.
Also, a friend of mine, her son was in school and they were having some kind of a class. I think he was in a nutrition class or something, and they were talking about seasoning mixes, and they were talking about how like they studied these little mixes and they had little bugs in them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're filthy. Yeah.
Yeah, so I just always get organic.
Yeah, absolutely. And at least then the bugs will be organic too.
have a little protein in them.
I stopped drinking Robert Mondavi wine when I was in Las Vegas because I was working at a restaurant as a waiter, and the wine rep came in and said, you know, Mondavi uses motorized vine shakers to get the grapes to fall off the vine. And I was like, yeah, so? He goes, well, that also means that if there's any bugs or critters or worms or lizards, they fall into the vat too. They become part of the wine. So, look, if it's growing out in God's green pasture, there's probably going to be bugs and stuff in it. Just get over it now. That's all.
Okay, so there is a new happiness report out for 2015,
okay,
and it ranks the happiest countries.
I was shocked at this list.
Well, I was shocked because they're cold countries.
They're all cold.
And I said to Carl, I'm like, well, what about vitamin D?
Sun. Cold doesn't mean lack of sunshine.
Okay.
I mean, they still have sunshine. In fact, maybe the sunshine is even stronger because it's reflected off of the ice. Think about the old tanning things that we used to use, you know, with the reflectors.
The report identifies the countries with the highest levels of happiness. Number one is Switzerland. Number two is Iceland. Number three, Denmark. Four, Norway. And five, Canada.
Now, with Denmark, they do have, like, a big drug trade there. So those people may be happy because they're stoned. We can go back to the benefits.
Denmark has a high drug trade?
Yeah, don't they?
I don't know.
What am I thinking of?
Amsterdam.
Oh, Amsterdam. I'm sorry. Duh. Duh.
Okay.
But, yeah, they're all cold. That one caught me by surprise. And then I said to Elisa, maybe they're not happy. They're not really smiling. They're freezing. You know how your face goes when you're cold? You go like this, like, oh.
Like you're gritting your teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look, they're so happy. No, I'm cold.
So anyway, those are the happiest countries.
Interesting. Interesting. You want to talk about the food, the drinks, healthy drinks? You want to take the break first?
Sure, we can.
Okay. All right. So,
five of the best drinks for your health. We all know number one, it's lemon water.
Yeah, but I don't buy the whole alkalizing thing, purifying thing, but I think that lemon water probably is good for you.
It aids digestion.
Yeah.
It supports natural detoxification.
Yeah.
It's a gentle immune system boost with the vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
It also helps to freshen your breath.
That's always a good one for me.
Okay. Herbal tea.
And this should be organic herbal teas, right?
Yes.
Because if they're not organic, they're heavily sprayed. You're just drinking a lot of pesticides.
Yeah, I don't drink tea anymore unless it's organic. And as a matter of fact, I carry my own tea with me.
And then the next one is a kombucha, which is all the rage today. But you know what? It's so damn expensive if you want to buy it by the bottle. You can make it yourself. We did several shows about fermenting. Kombucha is easy to make at home. You make it with organic herbal tea, right?
Yes.
Or no, organic tea. I'm sorry, not herbal tea. And then a couple of things. You ferment it and boom, it's done. So it's real simple to make yourself.
Well, we've talked about we need to start doing that at home.
Yeah.
Green juice.
I want to start juicing again. I used to juice when I lived in Phoenix. I enjoy it. Again, organic is the key here. You're concentrating everything. The good things about the vegetables and or fruits that you're blending and the bad things. So always use organics to make your green juices.
And they say here their general guide is 3 to 4 vegetables per one piece of fruit so that you're not getting a sugar rush.
I agree.
They love kale, cucumber, zucchini, celery, spinach, and broccoli.
My favorite used to be celery. What's the stuff that they garnish the plates with?
Parsley.
Parsley.
Can you put tomatoes in it? Like
sure.
A tomato juice?
Yeah. Mine was celery, parsley. I'm trying to think what it was now. It's been so long since I made it. Chunks of pineapple. And there was something purple in it because it turned red. I don't
beets?
Remember. No, it wasn't beets. I forget what it is.
Okay,
now.
And last on the list is coconut water. And I do like coconut water, as long as you get organic and find it without a lot of sugar in it. And then also a few casual Fridays ago, we talked about maple water.
Yeah.
I bought some.
It's pretty good. I tried it with the one you bought.
I bought some, and it has just a tinge of maple.
It's almost like you could smell it more than you can taste it. It's really, really good.
It was good, and it didn't have much of a sugar content at all.
I'd love to know how they make it. Like, how do they extract the water from the maple trees? I'd love to find that out. And actually, now we do have to take a break.
Okay.
So let's do this. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Rev Genetics today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Okay.
So, there are two female senators out there who are co-sponsoring a new bill. They're proposing to give the FDA broader oversight, including the authority to force recalls of dangerous products. That is a broader oversight of cosmetics.
So as a consumer of cosmetics, how does that make you feel?
Well, I think that cosmetics do need to be have some type of specifications on what products they can or cannot use. For example, the parabens, they shouldn't be allowed to have chemicals in some of these cosmetics, lead in lipstick, you know, things like that.
But that's not what the FDA is going to do.
Under this proposal, the FDA would study 5 different chemicals for safety annually. The first ones would include chemicals that have already been generated widespread concern, such as propylparaben, methylene glycol, which is a formaldehyde-releasing chemical used in hair straightening treatments, and 2 formaldehyde-releasing preservatives. And the other would be a lead acetate, which is an ingredient used in men's hair dye. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, to me, it sounds like it would be good. I don't know.
But here's the problem. Just because they review them doesn't mean that they're not going to just go, they're fine. In the quantities that people are being exposed to, they're fine. So your hope is that they're going to do something in that segment that they haven't done in any other area that they have jurisdiction over.
Under the new proposal, the companies will be required to report serious adverse health effects they hear about from consumers. Right now, they don't have to report
them. Yeah, that's
a
good one. That's a good one.
Reactions to products that result in death, disfigurement, or hospitalization. Within 15 business days, they'll have to report that. So... but it's up to the consumer to report to the company. And a lot of times we don't know.
But here's what I think they should do. I think if the FDA is given oversight over that industry to the point where they're going to create specifications, an outside organization, an outside company, an outside private company should come in and oversee the FDA to help them build the framework for this. So that the FDA can't put into the framework anything that allows them to favor the companies that they will be presiding over and making judgment calls on.
And also, it's kind of like, why do we need a bill to propose taking chemicals out that are known carcinogens?
Well, because we don't want the government just setting up one day and going, hey, we're going to control this now. There has to be procedures so that they just can't.
But what I'm saying is the cosmetic industry should not be using known carcinogens.
Well, and Kraft shouldn't be selling one product to the United States and another product to Europe. The companies are going to do what's in their financial best interest always. Even the ones that claim that they're all about health, they're about health, but they're not going to go broke trying to provide the best, healthiest products. They have to make profits. And so they're always going to... The movement, the pressure, the tendency, the propensity to watch dollars over people's best interests will always be there because it's a business first.
Well, and I don't know if you already said this because, honestly, I probably did.
I've said everything. In fact, the truth of the matter is no one has to even talk anymore because I've addressed all these things already.
What was the name of the drug last week? That was so funny, the new drug.
Corlinor. Corlinor.
So the FDA is already so stretched. It's like they don't have time for anything else anyway.
Well, they can't even do the jobs that they're supposed to be doing. It's not even about stretch. They're so corrupted that when they have opportunities to...
Corrupted?
They're corrupted. Yeah, that's not a word? If it isn't, I made it up, and every time somebody says it, they have to pay me a penny. They are. They're so corrupted. They've been corrupted by their clients, and they don't do the right thing even when they have opportunities to. Until they're just like Kraft. They don't do the right thing until their hand is forced. That's when they do the right thing. When it's like, oh, everybody realizes that we've been, you know, in collusion with Merck, and Merck just killed 55,000 people. We probably should do something now.
So I have a friend that works for Merck, and she works 2 hours a week.
Yeah.
And makes like...
$250,000 a year.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And that's why drugs are so expensive, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean...
I had this conversation with a friend of ours. He and I were discussing the pharmaceutical industry and how much money these people make. And like they work 10 hours a week.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think the other thing that really was interesting that came out of the discussion that we had for on the Science for Humans, which by the way... All American Pharmaceuticals makes this show possible. And if you have an opportunity to buy products from them, All American EFX Sports is the product line. Check them out, SuperHumanRadio.com. When Dr. Galini was on the show, You know, he said, the way the FDA provides oversight to the supplement industry and the pharmaceutical industry are very different. So supplements are assumed safe until proven harmful. But pharmaceuticals are assumed harmful until proven safe. In other words, they know that they're dangerous. And that's why you can produce a drug that has side effects that will potentially kill somebody, but you can't sell a supplement that has a side effect at all. Think about that. The truth of the matter is the pharmaceutical industry should be run the same way the supplement industry is, just with research to prove efficacy. So in other words, then pharmaceutical companies wouldn't even be able to introduce drugs that already do harm. They'd have to find drugs that first do no harm and then are efficacious. Think about that. This is why they can sell you a drug that gives you another condition, then they have to prescribe you a drug that gives you another condition, and then next thing you know, you're taking six drugs. You only needed the first one, but the other five are to do away with the side effects of. I mean, it's just crazy.
It's just terrible. Like I've said before, my stepfather is on 17 medications.
That is so sad.
17. And what about you
and
know,
his life any better? Do you think than somebody from 200 years ago that was his age, 70?
No, and I think back as recent as my great grandmother who died when she was 93. She didn't take anything.
She lived on her own.
She lived by herself and died at the age of 93 in her sleep.
And probably because she was done. She probably didn't die because of anything, but you know what? This has been a great life. I've had a gas, and I'm done.
She started smoking when she was 80.
She figured, what the hell damage could it do now, right?
She said, I'm 80 years old, and I'll do what I want.
God bless her. She was a salty dog.
Yeah, but she lived by herself, took care of herself, cooked breakfast for us when we went to visit. You know, she was walking up and down stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to actually take a commercial break.
We have to talk about dolphins when we
okay,
come
so
back.
Okay, so here we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and we're going to wrap up the show with a couple stories. And also I've got to read a couple emails from Dawn Blanken. She is listening live today and she wants to correct me about a couple things that I said earlier in the show. So let's take a break. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay, spread on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince.
For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, Organic Raw EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Around the world, around the world. Bust the move. Around the world, around the
world. Bust the move. Welcome back.
Bust the move.
Just bust the move. Okay, so what were we going to talk about again?
Did you smoke some marijuana while we were
on
break?
Yeah, I'm getting thin. I'm so skinny now. Oh, my God.
I wanted to talk. A friend of ours sent me this article about the dead dolphins that were
found. Oh, yes.
Found.
This is a good one. I especially like this one for this reason, right? So you've got those people out there who say that any of us who are worried about radiation from Fukushima are idiots and there's no fallout and it's all contained and there's nothing to worry about. And especially when the discussion turns to where do fish come from? Like if you're buying a fish product, where are the fishing boats capturing these fish? And I posted a map once that showed the range of fallout initially from Fukushima, and I had people come out against me and bash me and say, this is ridiculous, and the fish aren't being affected. Well, listen to this story. Go ahead.
Japanese scientists are saying they have never seen anything like what they discovered after autopsying a massive group of dolphins that ended up dead after being discovered stranded on a beach near the site of the 2011 Fukushima disaster. Their lungs were white.
Indicative. This was indicative of lack of blood flow to the lungs, which is one of the characteristics of radiation poisoning.
Which, according to scientists, is an indication of loss of blood flow to the organs, which is an indication of radiation poisoning.
Yeah. So guess what, folks? Fukushima is still Fukushima-ing us up.
You have to be careful. You can't.
So what happens if you eat fish that have been exposed to radiation? They have radiation. They're radiating. You're eating irradiated foods. Maybe not to the degree where it's going to kill you, but you could get a bad piece of fish. You don't know. You don't know. Again, because these companies are always trying to do things cheaper and cheaper.
So are you going to not eat fish from the Pacific Ocean?
I got to think about this. I got to think about it. With knowledge comes the responsibility of what you do with
it. And so then do you eat farmed fish?
No, I won't eat farmed fish. No, because we already know farm fish is no good. I mean, they're feeding them soy, and they don't have the omega-3s, and they live in polluted water, and blah, 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 blah. But I got to make sure that the fish is coming from regions of the world that I am cool with.
So while I was looking at that story, I started reading on this story about orange ruffy, which is a fish that I like, by the way.
A lot of people do. It's a very popular fish, a white fish.
The orange ruffy is a part of the slime head family.
That sounds appetizing. What would you like, sir? We have a beautiful special tonight. It's slime head with mashed potatoes. Yeah, I want that.
The orange ruffy can take as long as 40 years to reach full maturity. Amazingly, these fish can live as long as 150 years. This means that besides being easily overfished, they have many years to accumulate mercury and other toxins in their flesh.
Yeah, so if they're fishing them and catching them when they're only a few years old, they haven't really acquired the mercury yet, but now what they run the risk of is actually driving the species to extinction.
Regular consumption of orange ruffy can have serious side effects on your health. On top of that, compared to other fish, they're not a good source of omega-3 fatty acids.
I've never been, oh my God, they have orange ruffy on the menu. I'm getting that. I've never been a crazy fan of orange ruffy because I don't like whitefish by and large except for cod. Codfish is about the only fish that I like that I would consider a whitefish.
So what do you, I mean, what type of fish do you eat for the omega-3s?
I love salmon. I love tuna, a couple different types of tuna.
Yeah, but
I
then don't
cod.
don't you worry about the toxins and the mercury?
Well, the mercury I'm not worried about because we've discussed this on the show numerous times. And years and years and years ago, we had a guy on who was an expert in this particular topic. And he said that selenium binds to mercury and makes it inactive and allows the body to excrete it. And in all but two different species of fish, the fish's flesh, the muscle flesh, has more selenium than mercury. So you're actually, it's like you're taking a complementary amount of selenium and mercury, and it kind of just, it's
washes
a push.
Itself
it's
out.
A push, right. Mm-hmm. But I want to say hammerhead shark and tilefish are the two species of fish that have extremely low levels of selenium and
high levels of
very,
mercury.
Very high levels of mercury at the same time.
Okay, so while we're on the subject of fish, Chilean sea bass.
Yeah.
Did you know that it is almost to the brink of extinction?
No, I didn't know that.
And if you see Chilean sea bass on a menu somewhere, it's probably been either illegally caught or
it's not Chilean
sea bass.
It's
not really sea bass.
I was just going to say that. You can tell Chilean sea bass because it's always laid back because it's Chilean.
It could
get it?
Chilean sea bass could be extinct within 5 years.
They're going to go the way the orange ruffy. There you go. So we're going to get rid of those two species pretty quickly. You know what? 200 years from now, there'll be one fish left, and it'll be that damn half of an eel, half of a salmon fish that they genetically modified. Watch.
Imported catfish has a lot of antibiotics, they're saying, and it's been banned for use in the USA.
And the catfish you catch here has a lot of lead from car batteries that have been thrown into waterways all over the country.
Well, they're bottom dwellers. They eat the sewage. And
they eat the other fish's poop. That's what they do. They're the garbage. They're the garbage. The sanitation department of the waterways.
So, do you eat Atlantic cod?
I think
or
I
Pacific
do.
Cod?
No, I eat Atlantic cod. Actually, I do because that's what I buy from Trader Joe's. Atlantic cod. Why?
It gets confusing whether to eat fish from the Pacific or the Atlantic, but it really does make a difference. Everyone feels badly about adding this to the do not eat list, but New England fishermen rely on this fish for their economic livelihood. But besides being contaminated with mercury, the chronic mismanagement of the fish by National Fishery Services has placed this fish just one step above making the endangered list species.
So stay away from Atlantic cod then.
Yeah. Until it recovers its numbers, eat Pacific cod, but then you don't want to eat the Pacific cod because of the
because it's in line with the Fukushima radiation.
It says it's still extremely plentiful from the Pacific.
We're destroying the planet. We can't sustain this. This is terrible. And look at the people driving the ship that are running countries. They don't Prince Charles is the only one that has any common sense.
God bless Prince Charles.
Yeah. God bless the king. Oh, well, he didn't make it.
I've been reading a book about his cause, and he said that we're going to
make ourselves extinct.
Yes.
And I just did a show about this. Are we ignoring the signs of human extinction? Oh, man.
You know, he has a organic farm. He bought that house, the manor house, and he turned it into an organic farm where they farm everything and they eat it and they serve it in a restaurant. I mean, he really is trying. They were here in Louisville not too long ago.
I wonder if Priscilla Parker Bowles likes to...
Camilla.
Camilla, I'm sorry. I got him mixed up with Elvis Presley for a second. Priscilla Parker Bowles, Camilla Parker Bowles. I wonder if she likes the garden.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you have it. Contaminated fish. Wow.
Yeah, who knew? I have one correction to make. Dawn Blanken points out, says, having lived in Humboldt County, for those of you who don't know, Humboldt County, California is the marijuana growing capital of the world today. I can assure you that much of the plants grown there are soaked with herbicides, pesticides, and fertilizer. Somewhere there is a video by the state of California documenting the illegal outdoor grows and the damage that they do. Sorry to tell you that. So there you go. The pot grown in California, bad. We're going to have pot here in Kentucky. They're already working on it. You're going to have the Kentucky bluegrass that was made famous by Johnny Boone and his group. Just read the Cornbread Mafia if you want to know about where the best marijuana in the world comes from. Comes from a small town called Raywick, which is in what county? That's where Ben is from.
I don't know.
Okay. But the best marijuana in the world grows right here in Kentucky. So sorry, California.
You don't want to drink the California wine either.
No, I know. California's another state that's getting messed up. All right. So what else do we have to talk about, Elisa?
That would be it.
Okay. We had a great week this week. We have a great week next week. We thank you for listening always and making this show popular and possible. And we will see everybody Monday.
Bye.